Step into a world of adventure and join our players in Waterdeep Dragon Heist. We are thrilled to have you, but we'd be even more thrilled if you became a patron of our podcast on Patreon. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this is Quest.
Hey, it's Elle, but you already knew that. So we went into the bar and we were doing some investigation and we were talking to some patrons, and Cam went and talked to a dwarf woman. I think he was flirting with her, but I don't think she was interested. And you know what? That's her loss. Cam is a catch. I mean, I think he's gross, but I'm sure somebody's into it. She told him about some sigils carved into a bench, about a spider with some compass on it. I don't know. And then Dan learned about the second murder from a dwarf, and it was something about an explosion. And then Tay, he spoke to a creepy gnome. Oh, and we learned that Cam can speak to animals. And that rat that he talked to, he was a dick. But he did tell us that the murderer was out on Moldy Crate Street. And I know that's not really helpful, but now we know he's around. After all that, I'm pretty sure we're looking for a dark elf. This is not going to go well. But fuck it, let's get after it. We don't want those people in the neighborhood.
The night is cloaked in shadows as Elle, Cam, and Magic Dan stand near the end of a narrow alley. Darkness enshrouds their surroundings, the only light coming from the faint glow of the moon. Taylin trails quietly behind them, every footstep careful and hushed. Suddenly, an eerie, ominous laughter breaks the silence, emanating from an alcove off the alley. Taylin's heart skips a beat as he turns towards the source of the sound. Out of the darkness, he can just make out the white teeth of a wide, crooked smile. Emerging from the shadows is a black cloaked figure, a dark-skinned elf with a maniacal gleam in his red eyes. He holds a long, serrated blade, its edge glinting wickedly in the dim light. The drow's laughter crescendos into hysterics as Taylin takes a step back in fear. With a sudden, chilling focus, the drow turns his attention towards Elteor, his voice dripping with venom.
I've got you now, you filthy fucking half-breed. Your mongrel bloodline ends now.
I need you guys to roll initiative.
11 for Cam.
L.
12.
Magic Dan.
15.
Tay.
17.
Cam.
11.
The drow, with his crooked blade menacing towards L. Taylin, he has his back to you, as you are first in the order.
I am going to cast Witch Bolt.
Is that an attack roll?
Yes. 7.
That misses, as a stray lightning bolt bursts onto the side of a building, raining rubble down on top of this drow, who seems unfazed.
Rolling for wild magic?
Nope.
And I'm going to quicken a firebolt. 17 to hit.
That hit.
9 damage.
Describe to me what this looks like.
A small mote of fire just shoots out like a lightning bolt towards him and then surrounds him.
He gets burned a little bit and throws his cloak in the air to sort of block it. And he's smoldering as he turns towards L, a wicked grin curled across his face. Okay, Magic Dan, you're next.
Can I use catapult on Gundog to hurl the gun at him at first? That would destroy the object. That's fine. I can
always make another Gundog.
Well, I just, you know, won't do it, but could I do that? There's an object weighing between one to five pounds.
Do you think Gundog weighs less than 5 pounds?
Yeah, he's basically like a musket with legs.
So no, unfortunately not. Although I love where your head is at. There are a bunch of crates and barrels and stuff just, like, around.
Are there, like, any sort of, like, torches, lanterns?
This area is, like, dark. It's pitch dark.
What's an object that would be close to me that I could throw
at? A crate is fine.
Yeah. I'll use catapult on the closest crate towards him. Yeah, deck save of 12.
Oh, he beats it. He gets a 12.
I wave my hands at the crate, and it just launches off the ground towards him and just, I guess, flies right by his ass.
Yeah, he just turns his head just a little bit, and it smashes right next to Talon's head on a wall nearby.
Sorry, brother. Gundog, go! And I, like, throw Gundog onto the ground. It deploys, and I will launch an attack with Gundog of 7.
He takes it. He seems almost unfazed.
Oh, shit. Mussolini, run!
Are we within 60 feet of this guy?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to look at this dark elf. Oh, you think elves are bad? Deal with this bitch. I'm going to cast Toll the Dead, and then my mom pops up from above my shoulders, and she just flies at him, and she's just talking shit about, like, a dirty room or some shit. So I need a wisdom save, DC 14.
Oh, man, I got a crit, which is a 23.
He just fucking ignores her.
This drow is so determined. You see now, as the spectral form of your mother flies through his face, his red eyes just made it out of the shadows stare directly at you, El.
Well, fuck.
This drow stepped out of the alleyway. You guys just start pelting him with shit. It's missing, it's blasting him, and he seems unfazed. And then he will slowly begin to remove his hood, and his long white hair flows down, and it's scraggly, and it's covered in grease, and it's, like, dirty. He will quickly, faster than you would believe, run up to you, L, and take this blade and just try to stab it into your chest. And he gets 2 attacks. That would be a 14 to hit, 9 damage, a 13 to hit.
Just hits.
I'm gonna silvery barbs that. Oh, well. All
right, who does it?
I think that's a very Cam thing to do. I think silvery barbs is a very Cam thing to do. I'm gonna look at him and I'm gonna say, you shouldn't hit someone twice that fast. And he just rerolls the attack using the lesser.
He gets an 8.
That misses.
Okay, so he misses with the second strike. However, he will jump into the air, grab onto your collar, L, and put all of his weight onto you. So now you're, like, holding him like he's a monkey. And he just takes the blade and stabs it into you one good time. It doesn't go piercing your chest or anything, but he does, like, cut you extremely bad. And he's just laughing and laughing and laughing.
You filthy half-blood. You are the plague, and I am the cure.
That will end his turn. Next to the order, Cam.
I am going to look to him and say, you seem to be laughing quite a bit, but I don't like your words. You should just laugh instead. I'm going to hit him with an unsettling words first. So that's a 3. So it's a minus 3 from his next saving throw. And then I'm going to hit him with a Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Okay, what kind of save is that?
It is a wisdom save.
Oh, 18.
Oh, that brings it to a 15. That's still not enough.
So he fails or he succeeds?
He succeeds.
I will silvery barbs at.
Okay, that's one more check?
Yeah, not reroll, yeah. I would also give my advantage to L.
And I'll give my advantage to Dan.
I rolled an 18 on the first one and a 17 on the new one. I rolled double 18s and then a 17 on the next one. This drow is in a zealot, fanatical, psychotic frenzy as he is attacking L. It seems that some of the spells that you guys are casting on this dude has no effect. He has already lost his marbles considerably. Is there anything else you would like to do on your turn, Cam?
No, that's it for Cam. We're not off to a great start right now.
Tay, you're next in the order. What would you like to do?
I'm going to move up some and cast Scorching Ray. 16, 16, 24.
All 3 hit.
19. And then rolling for wild magic. Yep. Nope.
Okay. Fire curls up your arms as you focus it into your hands and throw three bolts of fire towards this guy. All three of them hitting him in the back as he is basically like shaking L like a wild animal. He does not seem to pay you any mind, although you can tell his cloak is smoldering and there is some char on the back of his clothes. Magic Dan, you're up.
I'm going to try to hit him with the crossbow. 18.
That hits.
He gets 5 damage. Get the point, asshole.
That was stupid.
It's very stupid. Dan is kind of
the
stupid.
The arrow does like lodge in the back of his shoulder. Oh, no, you're facing him. So the arrow does shoot into his shoulder, right over Elteor's shoulder. And he seems to be in some sort of frenzy, not even noticing it.
I'm going to try to hit him with Gundog again.
How many hit points do you have left, Al?
12.
But yeah, I hit him with a Gundog there.
Okay, deck save. He gets a 14.
Beats it.
After Gundog releases this blast of fire over it, L, some of your fringe on your jacket gets torched up a little bit. The drow is starting to notice that there are other people attacking him right now. L, you're up.
All right, so I'm up in the mix with this guy.
You're not prone, but he's like grabbing onto you.
I'm going to go ahead and pull out my rapier. And I'm just going to booming blade into... Yep, go ahead and stab him. Fuck you. I'm sure that misses with an 8.
Yeah, that misses. You try to stab into him, and he just moves to the side a little bit, and the blade goes past him, the booming energy dissipating, and he will laugh.
Look at the little half-breed trying to fight back.
And then with my bonus action, I'm going to disengage.
Okay.
And I'm going to go run behind Dan. ow, fuck. And then I run behind Dan.
No one is within melee range of him right now. He will jump onto the pile of crates that's nearby, grab onto like a flower box on the wall, and disappear into the darkness of the alcove that he came from. Moments later, you will hear the laughter.
half breed, can't you see? You don't belong, not meant to be, in the dark where I play. Your mongrel life ends today!
And you will see up on the roof is where the voice is coming from. And there the drow stands, the moon silhouetting him. As his sword is not in his hand, he has a metal wand, possibly. It's some sort of tool with a wooden end, and it kind of looks like Gundog. And he points it down at you, L, and he just laughs as there is a huge explosion and a flash of light out the end of it. As he will shoot you with his gun.
Oh, he's just got a gap.
Did you crit?
Uh-huh. Silvery Bobs.
Yeah, I crit, and I got so much damage. We're talking massive damage, like death by massive damage.
Like what was...
Okay, but Silvery Barbs, I could roll another crit. Oh god, my heart is racing. Okay, one more attack roll.
21.
He got a 22.
Holy shit.
Okay, you take 11 plus... You take 11 piercing damage as the bullet lodges itself into your shoulder. And then you will feel that pulse of your heart pumping what appears to be some sort of poison on the bullet into your veins as you immediately drop.
Awesome. I mean, I have one hit point.
You survived? I said 11 plus 8, bro.
Oh, I didn't hear the 8. My bad. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I'm
yeah,
down.
So you immediately drop. The drow will laugh.
I got you now.
And that will be the drow's turn as he ends his turn on top of the roof after just firing this extremely loud gun.
Arquebus type shit.
Cam, you are up.
All right, so first action is going to be bonus action healing word. As I look to L and say, it's not your time. And then that's it's not a lot. I'm going to let you know right now. 5. And then for my main action, I'm going to look up to him and say, but it is very close to yours, and cast Vicious Mockery.
Okay. It's a wisdom save?
Yeah. DC 13.
He gets a 5.
Let's go. That is 3 damage and disadvantage on his next attack.
Mostly that disadvantage is what really helps.
That's the only reason you cast Vicious Mockery is for disadvantage. I know my role here. It's Healing Word and Vicious Mockery right now. But that's it for me.
Talon, you're up.
I am going to Tides of Chaos, a Scorching Ray.
You're using the... Okay, describe what this looks like to me.
Just a surge of wild magic.
So basically your whole body catches on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Real DBZ shit.
11 for the first one.
With advantage? Yeah, that misses. Fire shoots past him on the roof, illuminating it.
16 to hit and 23 to hit.
Both hit.
You're the real death dealer in this game right now.
Yeah, I'm just laying down, peeing my pants.
I'm just trying to keep people alive, you know?
I am going to empower my spell so I can reroll three of them. 13 damage. And then I have to roll for wild magic twice. Nope.
You really need that wild magic to come through. Well,
maybe not. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay. It's a big table, you know?
I can turn everyone into potted plants.
Tay, your body is consumed by flames. As you push your hands together and focus it into this huge blast, it shoots into this drow. He has to dodge out of the way as to not get completely eviscerated as you blow up shingles and roof tiles into the air with a massive explosion. He sort of does a roll on the roof and gets back up, pointing his pistol. Magic Dan, you're up.
Do we have any way to signal the Gray Hand or any of our allies?
No, you guys are on your own.
There is only one thing I can think of to get help, and it's the letter thing that L has.
No, you guys are pretty boned, honestly. Like, yeah, like Davil sent you down here because he didn't want to send any of his own guys.
I have message, and that's not going to work here, so like...
Okay. I was just wondering, is there, like, with all this commotion we're creating...
It is like 3 o'clock in the morning.
We did fuck up somebody's shingles, though.
Yeah, like a fire shot into the sky. I figured somebody's looking.
Yeah, this is like destruction of property. So if you do end up killing this drow, you need to book it the fuck out of here. You guys are going to jail. For real.
Okay, I'm going to hit him with Thunder Wave. He has to make a constitution saving throw of 12.
He got a 21.
God damn. Another 9, so that would be 4.
He dodges again, but like this roof is just gone. What's Gundog's range on his little blast?
It is 15-foot cone of fire. All right, yeah. I'll attack him with that, and that is, again, a dexterity. Yeah.
Yep, you're good. He gets an 8.
Ooh.
And I got an 8 damage.
He is looking pretty rough. You see a bit of that insanity spark back in his eyes again as he looks like he's just about to just go for L again. But... That's your turn, right, Magic Dan? L, you're up.
All right. I I sit up. I'm like, fuck, man, that was not nice. And then I'm going to go ahead and cast Toll the Dead, and then the black smoke comes back up, and then out comes my mom. She goes,
your brother made the front page.
And I need a wisdom saving throw. That's 5.
As you duck behind cover... The drow almost fires his pistol at you, but decides against it. And he will hold out his hand towards the alley. The red of his eyes will begin to glow as a sphere of darkness appears in the alley, covering all of you. But it's not just darkness. It is magical darkness, meaning it is impenetrably dark in this alley just where you guys are. And I need everybody to make perception checks.
15.
11.
13.
17.
L and Talon, you guys can hear that the drow is running across the rooftops away from you. All of you are caught in a sphere of darkness. That's his turn. Cam, you're up. You can't see shit.
The darkness is surrounding us completely, right?
Yes.
Can I attempt like a luck check to see if I can run in a direction to see if I can make it out of this darkness? If not, run into a wall.
It's a D6, and you have to pick even or odd.
We're going
to
go evens. 4.
You pick a direction, spending like 3/4 of your movement. How much movement do you have?
I have 30.
So it's like 20 feet of your movement to get out of the sphere of darkness.
I'm going to misty step up to that roof as my bonus action. Okay. To get up there. Like, I wanted to see if I can try and find him at all.
I was going to make it your action to see if you can notice him from the ground, but because you misty stepped to the rooftop,
mm-hmm.
you do see him running across the rooftops trying to get away.
How far away is he?
probably 20 feet from you.
I am going to cast a second... Oh, no, I casted a spell with Misty Step.
Mm-mm. You can't cast a spell, yeah.
Fuck, that sucks. I will...
I guess you could cantrip.
I could cantrip, but I was going to do something more fucked up. I'll Vicious Mockery him again, I guess. Running away, you coward! And yeah, it's a wisdom save again.
He gets a 21.
Fuck me.
I'm rolling so good.
I'll use the last 10 to try and close a little bit of that distance and scream, follow the sound of my voice as I'm running across the rooftops.
I will also use my luck dice to try and run the opposite way that I was facing.
Okay, so you want to see if you can run the right direction to get out of the...
Nope, 3.
Okay, so you run and just make your way into the wall. That's your movement for the turn. So you just spend your turn feeling around. Okay, well, I will allow you to spend your action to dash to try again.
Okay, I'll do that. 3 again.
Okay, so you spend your entire turn feeling around the alley, trying to find your way through, and you can't find your way out.
I'm fucking lost.
Magic Dan, you're up.
I'm also blinded. I did not hear where he was running off to. I'm going to make a luck throw to try to get out of there. Do we call even or odd? Or
you call it whether you want even or odd.
Let's go even. 6.
Okay. You find your way out of the alley.
Oh, man. What the fuck happened with that? Where is he? Cam, where did he go?
The roofs.
I'll take aim at him with my crossbow.
So you don't currently see him as he has moved across the rooftops away from where you are, right? So he is up high. You are down low in a completely different street. Okay. So you can start to make your way after him if you would like.
Gundog, follow my voice. Gundog is just going to tail behind me because it's kind of like magically synced to me.
You start running down the alley and you can see jumping across a street onto a rooftop on the other side of you is this drow who's hooded now and is just running as fast as he can across the rooftops.
Yeah, laugh it up, Chuckles. I'm going to fucking kill you.
L, you're up.
All right. I'd also like to see if I can track down by the sound of them and get out of the magical darkness.
Okay, roll a luck pick, even or odd.
We're gonna go odd. 1.
Okay, you make it out.
And you know what? Then I'm gonna go ahead and use my action to run as well, so this way I can get another 30 feet.
They would also see me on the roof chasing after him, I believe.
That's true.
Is it fair to say that Talon, you're gonna try to start chasing after him too? Okay, check this out. We're out of initiative, right? We're now gonna do a skill challenge. So how a skill challenge works is you guys are attempting to, like, get this guy down, right? You're trying to stop him.
Yeah.
I did have a plan for my turn.
Okay.
A spell I wanted to cast.
Okay, what is it?
Second level sleep.
Okay, but he can't be put to sleep by magic. Yeah, because he's an elf. Okay, so forget that you said anything about that, but you can do it on your... So here's how a skill challenge works. I don't know if you guys have ever done one before. This is how I run them. I'm going to set a static DC. I'm going to say it's 13. You guys are going to look at your skills, and you're going to make a check that you feel is relevant to catching this drow, right? There's 4 of you, so I'm going to require 4 successful checks before you get 3 failures. And you have to elaborate on how you use this skill, right? So if you're going to run really fast, you say, I use athletics to run really fast. If you want to use acrobatics, I do flips and shit on the roofs. You could say, I use persuasion to fucking, I don't know. You have to sell me on it. I have to buy it. I don't have to make it up. You guys do. The only issue is within the group, you cannot repeat checks, right? So if he makes athletics, nobody else can make athletics. Does that make sense? It's a static DC of 13. Is everybody clear? You got to get 4 successes before you get 3 failures. 4 successes, you catch him. 3 failures, he gets away. Period. Who wants to go first?
I am going to shout from the rooftops, if you keep running, there is not a single fucking corner of the earth we will not find you. You stop, we may let you live. You run, I guarantee you die. Yeah. And I want to, either deception or intimidation, you can call that one in the air.
I think intimidation is fine.
That was your first failure?
That is your first failure. As a group, who would like to go next?
Mousselini is always shadowing me when they run away. And as a cat, they always get in front of people's feet. Okay. I'm going to use my animal handling.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
It's a 6.
Oh, my God.
I had a plus 5, son of a bitch.
Did you roll a nat 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's two failures. You get three failures.
I tried. That was the best one I had.
Okay.
It's serious now. Who's next?
All right. I guess I'll go. I'm going to go ahead and use acrobatics, and I'm basically going to, as I'm running, parkour, basically like run up some crates and then pull himself up onto the roof to see if he can chase after him.
Make an acrobatics check.
13.
Whoa! Oh, man. That tension almost killed me.
I peed a little.
That is a success. One success, two failures.
No pressure, Tay.
Taylan, what would you like to do?
I'm going to use thaumaturgy to my advantage using Arcana.
Okay, I would love that. So how do you use thaumaturgy?
To create tremors to help push me forward.
Okay, perfect.
12.
He gets away. You guys are chasing after him as fast as you can, but something about the way that this drow moves is supernatural. It's like nothing you've ever seen. And every so often you hear laughter coming from one direction or the other, and you look and there he is, and then you look again and there he is. And eventually, you guys stop hearing laughter as you realize he is gone.
Guys, we need to get the fuck out of here before someone comes and sees us.
Oh, yeah, especially someone who, you know, wants to kill L over here because he's super fucking hurt.
L, are you okay?
Yeah, you look bad, fella.
Oh, I'm not good at all. There's a bullet in me.
Well, let's take care of that. And I'll look to you and I'll use my last level one spell slot to healing word you. You get another 4 health.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's just go home, man. We'll figure it out in the morning.
Yeah, let's go live.
And we'll make our way to Troll Skull Manor.
Dejected, wounded, and out of breath, you make your way back to Troll Skull Manor, your run-down manor house in the North Ward.
Yeah, El's going to go into his room. He actually feels almost like a failure because I think this is the first time he's just been walloped. So he's going to cast a new spell. And he's going to kind of sit down on the floor. He's going to pull out all the material components, and he's going to cast Find Familiar. Yeah, and he's going to sit there and he's going to think, you know, what could have helped in this situation, and it would have been eyes in the sky. So he's going to conjure up a familiar of an owl.
What does your owl look like?
Mostly white, but then on the tips of the wings, it's going to be black. So it almost looks like the fringe of his jacket.
Set out your bowl and your incense, and you draw with charcoal on the wooden planks of the floor. They illuminate with a flash of green light. And then in the center of this little circle is a little owl. It coos at you.
I think I pick him up and I kind of pet him. And, hey, buddy, I think going forward you're going to help me. And this is going to be a great partnership. I think I'm going to name you Dragon. And then just going to look at him for a little bit and then literally just kind of like pass out.
L, you're one. Tay, you're 2. Cam, you're 3. Dan, you're 4. You all wake up around noon, considering you were up all night. Cam, you went to sleep in your full clothes.
Yeah, I think I face down, like flat on the bed, just passed out.
When you wake up, you sort of straighten out your nice fancy shirt.
Like, fix the tie I have on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. As soon as you look down on your nice shirt, you will realize that in black soot, completely ruining the shirt, it says, "You can't stay here." And then underneath of it, it says a name. Emilio.
I think Cam is going to, like, he's not going to notice it at first. He can wake up real groggy and, like, rub his eyes and, like, get up, go to the bathroom to brush his teeth and, like, see in the mirror that his shirt is fucked up. Look up, look at it, and, like, throughout the whole house, you're going to hear, "Who the fuck is Emilio?"
Who's yelling? What the, what?
Which one of you guys had someone over last night? Which one of you guys fucked with my shirt?
But why are you yelling? Hold on, calm down. It is very early in the morning. We were all beat up.
Dan's room is, like, kind of, like, close to mine in the bathroom. I'm going to, like, rip open Dan's door. Like, no care if he's, like, naked, whatever he's doing in his room.
Well, now you're looking at it. How's that make you feel?
It's the second time you've had a snake in your room. Cam will, like, open up his, like, little, like, blazer, like, thing and, like, show his shirt to Dan and say, "Did you do this?"
No, I don't even know an Emilio. I mean, what the hell?
You don't know any Emilios.
No, I don't know any Emilio.
Why are y'all being so loud?
Who's Emilio, Tay?
I don't fucking know.
Useless. L?
Hey, you're alive still.
Yeah, I'm still good. I'm good.
And do you have the owl with you?
Oh, yeah, it's like perched on my shoulder.
Is that Emilio?
Your name's Emilio? Why didn't you say something?
Oh, L, I liked this shirt. I really liked this shirt.
The bird doesn't have thumbs.
Well, maybe you did it. Wanted to know Emilio's name.
You're right. I was like, oh, you know what would be great? Instead of healing from this bullet wound, let me draw on Cam's shirt.
I don't know what you do at night. You woke up with an owl.
I am going to walk up and forcefully put my hand into your chest and cast Prestidigitation.
Oh, my God. You can't get this shirt in the Sword Coast. I'd have to go home for that. I'm not doing that.
Next time you have a guest over, Cam, let us know.
Oh, if I had a guest over, you'd know about it. I promise
you. Sock on the door. God, we had this conversation with Tay the last time he had his friend over.
I didn't.
Who's the owl?
Yeah, you got an owl there, friend. What's going on?
This is Dragon.
That's an owl.
I didn't say it was a dragon. I said this is Dragon.
Cam is just gonna, like, all flustered, like, walk his way downstairs and, like, try and find a coffee in this ridiculous house.
Cam's grouchy.
I know. He seems, like, really upset about something. Okay, that's like two people who seem to have stuff happen to them who we think is somebody is messing with them, but they're not real. Tay, didn't... Okay, I feel bad about that whole your hair getting tied to the thing and blaming you for having sex all night. So we got to probably figure out what's going on with this house, but we should probably put that in slot B till we figure out what we're going to do about Davil.
Also, Magic Dan has been naked this whole time.
You mind putting some pants on, Dan?
Oh my God. Oh, sorry about that.
Before Mousselini thinks that's a cat toy.
Oh, man, don't worry about that.
Anyway. That was concerning. That was the most concerning thing I've heard all morning. There's a ghost in the house. Elle woke up with an owl, and you saying Mousselini knows not to play with it was concerning to me.
We're all just fellas around here. It just happened. Don't worry. Let me go get my robe. Sorry about that.
You all reconvene in the tap room of Trollskull Manor.
So are we going to Davil?
That's a good idea, yes.
Yeah, we need to talk to him because, let's face it, we did figure out who his killer is, and we need some backup if we're going to take that sumbitch down. I think he'll be more happy with us if we tell him we know something rather than try to, like, dodge him for a little while.
Yeah, I don't think you dodged Davil.
I mean, he knows where we live, so...
What's the plan if he is not thrilled about our failure?
Well, I can leave. I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Damn, it's like that camp?
Well, I mean, if Yagra and Davil and all them start getting after us, I mean, we got to run, right?
Actually, that's a great idea. Why don't we talk to Yagra first? I mean, me and her, we go way back.
Maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's just go talk to him. Let's see what he thinks, and then we'll figure it out.
I think that's our best bet.
At least we didn't walk away with nothing, fellas. I mean, we know who's doing it. We know what his symbol is. And all we got to do is now turn the eyes of the city onto him. We sell this as progress.
Why don't you let me do the talking, then?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry for freaking out on you guys. I really like this shirt.
Again, if you're gonna have company, let us know ahead of time.
I'm apologizing for my outburst, but not what I said.
We'll figure that whole part out later. We got another problem with that, but that's B tier of problems.
All right, I think we head to the yawning portal.
You guys make your way through the bustling streets of Waterdeep towards the castle ward, where the yawning portal can be found. Along the way, you guys will see many posters and banners hung throughout the city that read, Sea Maidens Fair Parade Tomorrow. And you make your way to the yawning portal.
I love parades.
That sounds like fun.
Do you guys know who the Sea Maiden is?
Do I have any idea what that is?
So the Sea Maidens Fair comes once every 3 or 4 years. It is a... The Sea Maiden isn't like a goddess or anything. It's just called the Sea Maidens Fair. And it's run by this eccentric fellow named Zardoz Zord, with X's. And it's just this fantastical 10-day fair that starts with a big parade that goes around the whole city.
You know, the best part about a parade is if you start moving forward towards it, it's like you're fast-forwarding it. But if you start moving back, it's like rewinding.
Did Dan hit his head?
Look, I'm just making an observation here.
Very astute observation, Dan. Thank you.
Are you still drunk?
Possibly.
You guys make your way to the awning portal inside. You will see the usual clientele, and you can make your way upstairs to where Davil can usually be found. You will see him. He is currently in a meeting with a dark-skinned female dwarf with extremely expensive clothes and jewelry on. The conversation is being guarded by a couple of thugs with black cloaks.
I'll approach and I'll say, gentlemen, we have some business with Davil. Can you let us know when he's free?
The thug that's guarding, he's got like a bald head and he's got a scar over one eye where it's snow blind. And he'll say, yeah, right, I'll let you know. He should be done with the meeting soon.
All right, we'll be just downstairs. We're probably going to grab some breakfast. It was a long night last night, but I appreciate you.
Right, yeah.
And then we'll head downstairs, get some food, get waiting on what's going on up there.
You think we can get to works, guys, for breakfast?
I don't know what that means. Is that like a special on the menu?
No, I mean everything on the menu. Like all the eggs, bacon, biscuits, sauce.
As you guys discuss this, a thug motions for you on the upper balcony.
I guess hold that thought. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go talk to him.
I was really looking forward to that bacon, but yes, let's go.
Okay. As you guys are making your way up the stairs, this elegantly dressed dwarf is making her way back down. And she is covered in gold. As you approach Davil's table, he will stand up. His usual joyful smile curls across his face. Ah, well, hello there, my friends. I hope you bring good news.
I certainly bring lots of news.
Do we need to have a seat?
I think that would be best, yes, thank you.
All right, gentlemen, come sit down.
Well, the good news is we found out who has been doing these misdeeds down in the dock ward. There is a drow man, hysterically laughing, definitely insane, seems to have taken a liking to killing, well, people like El.
Davil will put his hands up, trying to interrupt you, and he'll say, Now, spare me the details, plausible deniability and all that. I'm sure you took care of it.
We took care of it last night, but he unfortunately got away from us.
So you did not catch him?
We did. We tried our best to catch him, but unfortunately, he got the better of us with his darkness and his elusiveness in the streets. But we do have a lot of information about the man. This is not to say that we're done trying to catch him, but we figured we'd let you know the news before you may have heard it from someone else.
He'll lean in really close and say, why don't you tell me everything that you know?
I'll kind of lean into him because it seems like this is trying to be like a very quiet conversation. And I'll say, it seems that there are drow moving about in the Dock Ward. I don't personally know a lot about them, but from what I gather, they're very vicious people. We found that there was a symbol left by one of the murders, a spider with a sort of clock on the back of it.
A compass?
A compass, yes, is a compass.
His eyes narrow and then widen and then narrow again, as if he might recognize this symbol.
You know, Davil, if we're going to work together and we're going to try and stop the situation even further, it may be a good idea to get all our cards out onto the table.
My business is my own. You are but proxy Zentara members.
I definitely understand the concern about trusting outsiders like ourselves, but there are, you know, circumstances that can lead us to solving this problem for you faster. We have not given up yet.
No, you have done well enough. I have the information that I need to move forward. However, you did not complete the task in which I had asked you to, but that's quite all right. You have done well. However, your payment will reflect.
That is understandable. You did say we could fail. What were you thinking payment-wise?
I had originally considered 150 gold, but...
Dan, why don't you go grab us some breakfast?
I'm sorry, I choked on my drink a little.
It's all right, go grab us some breakfast and we'll talk about this.
Sorry, I'll be right back.
However, I feel as though I can only give you 50.
50 is somewhat understandable, but seeing as how we had him halfway dead and had all the information, maybe we go half, 75?
Make a persuasion check.
17, can't be lower than that.
Very well. However, I do have another task. I need you to actually complete this time.
Whatever do you mean?
Now, I know you are all coming in hot on the heels of your last job, but I do have something else. This one is, in my opinion, much simpler, but the pay is still good. Tomorrow, around noon, the Sea Maidens Fair is going to begin the festivities with their legendary parade. Watching their parade alone in the shadow of the great drunkard, the walking statue, will be a nobleman by the name of Meister Roderick Bartlethorpe. He's a rotund man, mid-40s, balding, and always wears a black top hat and a blue overcoat. He regularly keeps a purple, perfumed silk handkerchief in his right coat pocket. Your task is to acquire that handkerchief and deliver it to a tiefling child who lives in a crate on the corner of Annette Street and Dock Street by the wharf.
Would you give us a second to confer?
Be my guest.
I think Cam is going to, like, get up from the table for a second, just, like, excuse me, like, put his hand up and, you know, bow as he's getting out, and kind of, like, slink off to the side waiting for you guys to come up.
Come over to you.
Same.
And I'll look to you guys and I'll say, I don't enjoy being on this side of the law. I need you guys to know that, but we do need money.
Well, I also don't think that we're allowed to say no to him.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, what's the job?
You have to steal something from a nobleman and give it to a child.
Who's the nobleman?
Some man named Roderick.
Do you know him, Mel?
Am I familiar with this gentleman?
You give him the whole name.
I would butcher the shit out of the last name.
Okay. Make a history check with disadvantage. Yeah, because he butchered the name.
19?
Yeah, it's actually Bartlethorpe. He's basically retired nobility. He doesn't really do much. His family used to own, like, a trading coster. But yeah, he's just a really friendly old man. He doesn't have, like, a lot of family.
What does he want us to steal from this guy?
His, perfumed handkerchief that hangs out the back. I did not ask why, if that's your next question. I don't think that's any of our business. The less we know about what we're doing with that, the better. I just know what we have to do.
And when are we doing this?
Tomorrow, during the parade.
And we just have to steal a handkerchief? We don't have to kill anybody?
Theoretically, we don't have to kill anybody.
Yeah, I don't have a problem stealing from people.
Do you think he would just give us the handkerchief?
I think if it was that easy, Davil wouldn't have us do it. There's going to be some difficulty here.
This is going to be a task that's going to require all of our skills. I'm very sure of it. But let's tell him we'll do it, and then we'll figure out all of the other details we need to afterwards.
Okay.
All right. God, I hate this. And I'll, like, walk back over to the table, and I'll say, like, sit down and say, so the handkerchief to the tiefling child, and that's it?
That is all. For this simple job, I can give you 80 dragons, plus you'll get to watch the enchanting Sea Maidens Fair parade, which in my opinion is a reward in and of itself.
I'm sure it's beautiful, but I can't imagine it's anything like parades from where I'm from.
I'm sure.
I'll kind of like uneasily like shift my weight and say, well, that was our business. I guess we'll see you in a day's time.
One more thing. I want to make myself clear on this. If you are caught or in any way put into a compromising position, we do not know each other.
I don't even remember your name now.
Very good. And if you, for some reason, claim otherwise, you will come to regret that claim. Am I understood?
Perfectly.
Very good, very good. Now, come back to me when it's done. I have the utmost faith in you.
We'll be seeing you soon, Devil.
Enjoy the parade. That's where we'll end for this episode. We are very grateful to everyone listening out there. If you enjoy our podcast, consider supporting us by becoming a patron on our Patreon. All the support we get goes right back into making this podcast the best it can be. We appreciate all the love and support. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this has been Quest. as Talon, Cam, L, and Magic Dan do heated combat with the drow on the rooftop, we cut over to a rat and Mousselini watching from the distance.
Do you fucking see this shit?
I hope my daddy's okay. He's good looking out for me.
You fucking know this guy?
Oh, yes, it's my daddy, Magic Dan.
He looks like a fucking douchebag.
Oh, is that the so? No, I bite you.
Ah, fuck you. Oh, you piece of shit cat. Ah, fuck.